My question comes from 1 Samuel.
Okay.
And what I'm wondering is Saul went to a woman of Endor to call up Samuel from the dead. Now, I believe that the dead are dead.
Okay.
But in verses 15 and 16.
What chapter are you in?
28. Chapter, okay. 1 Samuel 28.
Okay, got it.
And there's a dialogue here in verses 15 and 16 between Samuel and Saul. And did that witch call up the dead?
Well, we need to do a little detective work here, and I think the answer's clear. First of all, does the devil, who the witch worked for, have the power to resurrect?
No.
Of course not. Only God can animate life. Only God can create. Secondly, you notice it says Samuel says to Saul, "Why did you bring me up?" If Samuel was in heaven, he wouldn't have come up. He would have come down.
Yes.
Then the other question you need to ask is, according to Jesus, the living and the dead do not communicate. And also, if you read in Isaiah chapter 8, I think it's verse 16, or is it 16 or 20, where it says, "Why would the living seek unto the dead? If they speak not according to this word, the law and the prophets, there's no light in them."
Mm-hmm.
That's Isaiah chapter 8, verse, I think it's verse 16. In any event, the Bible strictly forbids on every level attempting to communicate with the dead. The reason for that is the Bible says Satan can be transformed into an angel of light. You go to Revelation and it tells us that they are the spirits of devils working miracles. And so devils can work miracles and masquerade as departed loved ones. Now, this is a very important question you're asking here, Paul,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, on television today, they've got these people who mm-hmm. supposedly are communing with the dead, and they're telling all the audience what their dead ones are saying, and they're teaching reincarnation. And this is an absolutely unadulterated, diabolical kind of programming. It's preparing the world to be deceived by the devil.
Right.
So
well, what I'm wondering, too, as if this wasn't Samuel, who was it?
I believe it was a demon or the devil himself masquerading as Samuel. Now, you need to ask, can Satan appear as something he is not? The Bible says, and I believe it's 2 Corinthians 11, don't marvel because Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The devil can look like an angel of light. The devil can look like, if he wants to, Samuel. He knew what Samuel looked like. He is Satan. The name means, Lucifer means light bearer. He is a master of deception and illusion. The devil created the appearance of serpents for Pharaoh. Remember?
Yes.
When they threw down, and that was 2 Corinthians 11:14.
Yes.
So I believe Satan or one of his fallen angels were masquerading. And you notice that in the dialogue that takes place here, they have to say, you look at verse 14, he's saying, "What form is he of?" They're asking the woman to say, "No, what does he look like?" "Oh, it's an old man." They're not seeing things clearly themselves, are they?
Mm-mm, no.
So the devil is sort of using a medium, which was forbidden. And the other thing is the message that he gives is an absolutely, utterly hopeless message.
Yes.
And all the messages from God, there's usually some mercy mingled.
I see.
This message says, "You're going to die. Your sons are going to die."
Yes, it does.
And yeah, it's just a terribly depressing message. And you have to wonder if that's what God wanted or was the devil trying to completely discourage. He was kicking Saul for the last time while he was down.
Yes. Okay.